Black Friday, but ba ba save chelete go na le di promotions that really make sense. So if you're one, maybe you're even a bulk buyer, this is your opportunity, I suppose, then to, you know, save up on a bit of cash. I'm not saying go buy, I don't know if those prices are real or not. Here's the first one on Rise FM Lunch, making our list of top five stories, is Zandi Khumalo Gumede. She's a singer and sister to Kelly Khumalo, right? Now, she has stated that she never lied under oath during her testimony at the Senzo Meyiwa trial. Now, on Wednesday, Khumalo Gumede took to social media to declare that she would not be apologizing to South Africans because she never lied, and instead provided her testimony based on her memory and capacity. In a recent interview, the singer expressed her suspicions about Senzo's wife, Umandisa. She has since demanded that she be looked into and exonerated in public rather than behind closed doors. Now, Zandile said if or when her suspicions are without any doubt proven to be wrong, she will only then sincerely apologize to Umandisa, because her suspicions are not personal, do not come from a place of malice, but also she just wanted to make sure that the police leave no stone unturned. Khumalo Gumede went on to say that she does not believe her sister, who she loves very much, is capable of murder. How there was a time when the two sisters did not get along, and now suddenly on a Sunday they seem to have many things. I mean, we expect it to happen, their family after all. So there was Zandile Khumalo saying she does not believe her sister Ukhwele Khumalo is capable of murder, but then again, Umandisa, who is Senzo's wife, should be looked into by the police. Let's jump to our next story, a noise from the net here on your Feel Good Radio station. Find us on social media on at Rise FM 943. So second up is Teboho Thobejane. Yo, South Africa and courts. So the controversial blogger Innocent Ino Muruleng was found guilty by the Randburg Magistrates Court on a Thursday. The matter between her and Teboho Thobejane related to crime, injuria and defamation. Earlier this year, the Diamond and Doll star Ino went on a rant on Instagram Live, alleging Teboho is a scammer, a sex worker, a pimp and a multi-user. Nahana, a whole multi-user. Teboho also said that she is pleased with the verdict and grateful for the fairness demonstrated by the court. This marks a significant step forward, and she will wait for the sentencing process to proceed. Guys. So her focus now is on regaining her dignity and moving forward with integrity. The National Prosecuting Authority confirmed the matter will be in court on January 14th for mitigation and for sentencing on January 23rd. Not even in 2025 already, we have something to look forward to, huh? So third up on our list of top five stories making noise from the net is Women for Change. Ring a bell? Yes? No? So nearly 2 months after launching a petition against Chris Brown's scheduled performance in South Africa, non-profit organization Women for Health, WFC, has formally submitted the petition to Home Affairs and Sports, Arts and Culture Ministries with more than 50,000 signatures. So on 25 November, marking the start of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, GBV, they said they formally submitted their petition with 51,330 signatures to big concerts, the Minister of Home Affairs and the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture. WFC Executive Director Sabrina Walter told The Citizen, right? Now, a documentary detailing Brown's history with GBV was also released. Chris Brown A History of Violence, titled the documentary, was released in October, in which Walter hoped would enlighten people about Chris Brown's nature as an abuser. Now, there have allegedly been about 28 reported accusations of violence against Chris Brown since the abuse of Rihanna. And in a recent interview, Chris Brown's former manager, Tina Davis, went on and shared how music was actually used to clean Chris Brown's public image after physically abusing pop star and then girlfriend Riri.
What I liked about his situation is that he proved you could come back after being canceled.
You know, it's funny because no one would play him on the radio.
Yeah.
And at that point, you had to have radio. We needed to figure out a way to get him back on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we did it was we put him on features for everything. Anybody that called us, he jumped on it. Every time a big artist puts a record out, they have to play it. So they have to play it on radio. So after a while, every other record was Chris featuring Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And they had to play it because they wanted to play that artist. So
smart.
That's how we were able to get back at radio.
So me and my friends were just having conversations about how it's crazy how the likes of your R. Kelly's have been canceled. It seems Chris Brown has somehow dodged the bullet. But the question remains, will the Chris Brown concert happen or not? Fourth up on our list of top five stories making noise from the net is Nota. Haven't heard from him in quite a while. He's been behind bars. Yeah, that's what he's been up to. So the controversial artist manager, Unhlamulo, Nota Baloyi, has revealed the privileges he enjoyed while in prison. Now, Baloyi was reportedly released from the Johannesburg prison, also known as Sun City, on Monday after serving just 2 weeks of a 60-day sentence for contempt of court. His sentence was in connection with a case involving rapper Ntokozo, K.O. Mdluli, who had obtained a court order instructing Nota to refrain from disclosing information that would implicate him in the murder of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes. Now, after his release, Nota took to X to boast about his experience in a prison, expressing how much he missed the people he met while incarcerated. He also boasted about the luxuries he enjoyed while in prison, including having his clothes ironed, receiving meals, and getting visits from his loved ones. Nota also said there's no supper in jail. You get porridge for breakfast and 5 slices of bread after the nonsense they give us prisoners for lunch. Nota is under house detention with high risk supervision until January 2025, according to Sunday World. Yo, this is a lot. We need to close it up. Our last story on top 5 stories making noise from the net is sleep divorce. Yes, sleep divorce. Ever heard of it? That's the question. So in recent years, the term sleep divorce has made its way into everyday conversation. People are talking about it. Couples are talking about whether they are joined or manshatile. You having conversations about sleeping on separate rooms also? Hey guys, will this fix your marriage relationship or pull you guys even further apart? We don't know. Apparently, it's the thing to try though. So the concept sleep divorce, where couples choose to sleep in separate beds or rooms, is gaining traction as a solution to improve sleep quality and surprisingly relationship satisfaction. Because you don't like your partner that much, do you? Not every day on the same bed, Jan. So a recent survey by Metro's Next Day reveals some eye-opening statistics about sleep disturbances in relationships, saying 47% of people are most annoyed by their partner snoring, 24% complain about bed hogging or duvet stealing, which I'm guilty of, 12% cite mismatched alarm schedules as a major source of frustration. Now, with these irritations in mind, many couples are finding that the simple solution of sleeping apart can actually lead to a better rest and more harmonious relationship. But also, we need you to be honest with us with this conversation, sleep divorce. I actually want to know if you prefer sleeping with your partner every single day. Have you been thinking and considering sleeping in separate bedrooms? Do you prefer sleeping with your partner every day? Or do you want to just sleep by yourself sometimes? Huh? Ever feel like that? Let us know. Advice FM 943. Otherwise, you can find me on WhatsApp 072-885-7702.
We are setting fire to mediocrity.
There's no going back.
We are making Abu clever, really clever. Mpumalanga, Azishe.